listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Excellent morning to you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Listen, this is Landon. I'm sitting in for Dr. Bob today. I'll be on the air with you. I'll be your host. This program is called Lifeline. We encourage you highly. The reason it's called Lifeline is you can call in. It is a lifeline for you, whether you realize it or not. Hopefully the teaching, the things we bring, the love we do every Saturday coming on here, Saturday after Saturday live. This is not a recorded program. I am sitting here in front of a mic every single Saturday. So is Bob. We come live just so you can call in. Be much easier. Just put it on CD and send it in. But you know what? Or to take whatever. But we like to come here and give you the opportunity to pick up the phone and actually call in and say, man, I need Father God. Because a lot of people don't want to go down to Island Church. It can be embarrassing. It can be taxing. The devil can lock you to your seat. You feel like you're super glued to it. You want to get up. You want to go down. You want to accept Christ. You're like, man, I can't get up. Oh, my gosh, all these people. You know, all that can be hard. This is an easy avenue. We're trying to make it easy to give you a new life. The Bible calls it pneuma, the breath of God. I want to offer you the breath of God. But you got to call and get it. So listen. During the program, while we're teaching, if you need Christ, if you want to be empowered with the Holy Ghost, if you want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, if you have a prayer need, there's something in your life and you're like, man, I really need somebody that I think is going to agree and can touch the throne of heaven to agree with me, to pray with me, please call here. We are here to help you. If you need this lifeline, take advantage of it. The number is 221-1100, local 221-1100. Very easy, 221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. You can listen in, like right now, anywhere. Just go WCNO.com. A big old microphone comes up, live broadcast. Click it. Click it and follow the prompts. It's very easy. WCNO.com, live broadcast, follow the prompts. Anytime during the week, we are on demand. WCNO.com, click on demand. A calendar pops up. Pick Saturday morning at 8:30. The program's called Lifeline. Real easy to find. Listen to this one or whatever one you want. I do have a mailing address and a Gmail. I'll just rattle them real quick, but at the end, I'm going to give them again because I want you to be able to contact Dr. Bob for help. He'll counsel you during the week. This is excellent counseling for free. Christian counseling. You'll get real truth. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Send your check or money order. If you care for this broadcast and you want to sow into the kingdom through this avenue, it'd be Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I'm going to ask you this question today. Do you want a textbook God or a tangible God? That's what you got to ask yourself. You got to say, man, do I want a tangible God? Do I want God with me? Do I want God in me? Do I want God helping me, counseling me, coaching me? What do I want? Or do I just want the head knowledge? Do I want to educate myself in textbook God so that I can talk the talk? Just like going to the ball game. Say you go to a football game, right? You want to be able to talk football with people. Well, if you want to just talk religion, that's fine. But if you want a tangible God, I'm going to give you the opportunity to get that today. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I just need prayer.
That's excellent.
I want the Lord to just bless my children and my family. And can you, if it's possible, do you have prophetic words? But I'm waiting on break. So could you tell me about that?
I do if it comes upon me. Okay, I'm not an on the spot prophet. That's not what I do. Okay, so I'll be very happy to pray for you. And here's the thing: you've got to do your part. People call up and they're like, "Hey, man, I want you to pray for me that my family will be blessed." That's fine. I will pray that your family will be blessed. God is the God of blessing. But the Bible teaches that in order to be blessed, you need to be rooted and grounded in the Word, which I think you are. I'm not saying you're not. I just want to make sure that you continue. I want to encourage you because the blessing comes. Especially if you go back to like Deuteronomy 28, You know, it says, if you'll continue in my words. This is what God says back here. He says, it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and if thou wilt observe and do every commandment which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and your family and overtake you if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So yes. With that being said, you make sure you get in this word and you make sure you find those promises where God promises to do things for you. He said, blessed shall they be in the city, blessed shall they be in the field, if you hearken to my voice. So when you find these promises, that's when you get the blessings. Now, I'm going to pray the blessings, and I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will come down to prompt you to get so thirsty that you search for every promise that's available in the Word of God. You got it?
Yeah.
As you find those promises, that's when you're going to get your real serious blessings, okay? Because God has to honor His Word. All right?
Yeah.
Father God, we come to you this morning. We do come in the name of Jesus. We are so happy you gave us that bloodline and that avenue to come to you with power and might and strength. Listen, Father, this lady's concerned about her family. She wants blessings upon her household. So the first thing we have to do is run the cursings out of the household. So in the name of Jesus, we demand and we request that the devil flee. It says, resist the devil and he will flee. All the assaults are verbal. The Lord gave us power and dominion through his name to speak the oracles of God. So we want to say that the devil's finished in her, in his handiwork, among her family, among her children, and even grandchildren that are coming up. So we want you out of there so the Lord can bless. She's going to get in here and find scripture. She's going to find promises, Lord, and she's going to start speaking those promises out loud. You have to speak them out loud. You have to bring these things from heaven into your realm. She'll speak them out loud, Lord. As she does that, blessings will fall upon her and her household. We thank you so much, Jesus, that we have this authority through your name, through your real relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for carrying out the work. Amen. Sister, thank you so much for calling today, okay?
Amen.
Be blessed. Okay. You got to get in there and find the promise. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Have a nice day. Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you. Listen, that's awesome. That's a lifeline. That's what we're here for. If you need a lifeline, you call up here. If you need something, you call up here. Notice how God will quicken me. You know, I can kind of direct her on what to do and how to increase her blessing, what scriptures to go to. God's here for you. He wants to help you. I'm just a voice and a vessel. I've got nothing to do with this, or let me say this. I try my best to not have. I try to let the Holy Spirit come through me and give us what we need, because that's how I get taught. That's how I get saved. That's how you get taught. That's how you get saved from whatever it is you're going through. Do you want a textbook God, or do you want a tangible God? I'm asking you today, what do you want? Here's what's going on in our society. We do not take interest in or seek Jesus Christ until we need something from him. Where is he? Who is he? Oh, man, Jesus is cool, man. Jesus is my dog and all that. We don't seek him with an earnest heart, our face to the ground, trying to worship him until we need something. All of us have had that friend that only contacts us when we need something. Tell me I'm wrong. We've all had that person. They ain't called in 5 years. They ain't called in 2 years, a year, 10 years. But they've been our friend forever. And every time you see the phone ring and you see that number, you know, you go, oh, man, what do they want this time? You know, all of us have that friend. And the first thing they do... Listen now, I want you to point the finger at yourself. This is you and Jesus. The first thing they do is butter you up with words of honey. They come, oh man, it's been long. Hey, how's the family, man? Yeah, oh good. How's your daughter, your wife? They butter you up with words of honey because they're trying to reach that place of connection again with you so they can hit you up for what they want. Why do we do that? We got a faithful God. We will call God up and try to make that connection. And, oh, Lord, thank you for this and thank you for that and thank you for this. And then we'll throw out our request when we've been in no relationship with a tangible God. We've been playing church and doing the God of the textbook. And now all of a sudden we're trying to breach that connection. We're trying to butter God up so we can ask him what he wants. Very few people desire to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ until other avenues have let them down. When all else fails... Why then do we suddenly realize there is a God? There is a God. Good morning, Debbie. CNO Lifeline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't even know where to start.
All right.
I'm listening to your show. And
let
I
it
actually,
out.
Come on, let I it out. I have five kids. I was living with my elderly mom. After my dad passed away, so to figure him out, I lost my house. Tried everything, worked two jobs, had roommates, the bank decided that they were going to foreclose. I didn't, there's nothing I could do. And I don't even know where to start. I moved to Florida. I'm living with a friend. Wait. And I got a job, and I just feel so lost and alone. It seems like the fiery darts keep coming at me everywhere.
Okay, let me try to help you. And I think you're doing good, Miss. I don't know how to start. You kind of summed it up pretty well. What's your first
Lisa.
Name? What is your first
Lisa.
Name? Lisa.
Lisa.
My name's Landon. Here's the thing. I think what you're trying to say is, look, I have tried at least this way, man. I've done the best I could. I've worked these jobs. I've tried to pull things together. I've been in the world. I've done it with the world system. I've tried to achieve the world system. It's not working for me, Landon, and I'm crushed on the inside and hurting. I need help from something else besides myself. Is that right? Lisa?
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So here's the deal. God wants to encounter you. God wants to inhabit you. He wants to move inside of you and make his abode or dwelling in you so that he can start to control and guide your life. But you have to let him. Mm-hmm. It's the same as, it's the same as marriage. Let me just something. When the man goes in the woman, he is now in her, but she has to receive him and the two become one. The Holy Spirit wants to move in you. He wants to come in you and start guiding and directing and actually speaking to you so that you can be controlled in this world by the truth of the Spirit that come from heaven. But you have to allow that operation to take place.
Well, I spent like 6 months in Tennessee on my way down here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I did was fast and pray just for 6 months. I didn't have a job. I just really spent time alone with the Lord. And I don't know if these, I know James says, you know, consider it pure joy when you face trials because they bring, you know, they make you, he's forming me for something greater than this. And so it's just, the trials have just never end. And I guess that's the key is I just want to, you know, it's just overwhelming. It gets to be overwhelming. And now I just feel like I've been, you know.
Okay.
I'm too overwhelmed with the trials.
Okay, and, listen to me.
Okay.
Here's the deal. You have to be endowed with the Holy Ghost. There is no other way. Everybody wants to go about and read the Bible and get the scriptures and get the context and apply the scriptures and pray to God, and all that is perfect. But until the power of God moves inside of you to begin to do a work on Lisa, you can't do a daggone thing until it does a work on Lisa. When the Holy Spirit moves in you and begins to do a work on you and change your thinking, change your heart motives, and open your eyes to spiritual truths that you can make them manifest in this world for you now, then you'll be of use to others. And that's what I'm going to teach you about here. Jesus in John 14, he says, listen, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. You have to believe this because it is for the very sake of the works. He says, no works take place until the Holy Ghost moves inside of you and you allow 100% control of your vessel unto him. And that's the deal. You've got to surrender to him and allow him to come in you. You've got to start having a conversation with him, reading your Bible. You got to get real tight with the Holy Spirit because he's the operation of God here on earth today. When he takes over Lisa, then you'll begin to see a way out of everything. He'll make avenues that you could never make on your own. We have to have that power in this earth today. It's the only thing to overcome the realm, the wickedness, and the lust, the busyness of this world. So I would like to offer you the chance to receive the Holy Spirit today.
Absolutely. I've been praying for that for a long time.
Okay. Now Jesus says this. Listen, let me just say this before we pray. He that has my commandments and keeps them. So what he's saying is, if Lisa has my commandments, mean you've gotten in your Bible today. You can't live on the food that you did 6 months ago or the food you got last month or last week. It's a daily intake. Just like your flesh food, you have to have the spirit food for the Holy Ghost to stay alive and be able to work in you and be able to be empowered in you, okay? So Jesus said, if Lisa has my commandments and she keeps them, then I'll know she loves me. And because she loves me, my Father will love her and we will manifest ourself to her. That's John 14:26. I want you to look at that when we get off the phone, okay? Whenever you get a chance, John 14:26. So right now, this is what we need. Father God, Lisa, you have to come into agreement with me. Father God, we agree that right now at this moment, Lisa is receiving, Lisa is serious about taking in your Holy Spirit in her to dwell in her, teach her, guide her, be her comforter, and be her guide. Lisa, the Lord told me you have to read John 14, through 16. John chapter 14 through 16, you have to meditate on those verses so you'll get what he's trying to do for you, how he's trying to teach you. But at this moment, I want you to say, Lord.
Lord.
I receive your Holy Spirit.
I receive your Holy Spirit.
I will allow the Holy Spirit of God to come in me.
I will allow the Holy Spirit of God to come in me.
And to have 100% control of me.
And to have 100% control of me.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
I will yield myself.
I will yield myself.
To your voice.
To your voice.
And I will seek your instructions in your word.
And I will seek your instructions in your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's it, Lisa. That's it. If you do what you just told God, remember, God is faithful. We're the unfaithful ones. God's faithful. Do that, girl, and you'll never have to worry about this again. But listen, try lifeline@gmail.com. You're going to have to contact us. We're going to help you get through this. After a short period of time, you'll be so strong, you won't need us at all. But for right now, try lifeline@gmail.com, okay?
Okay.
I love you. I'm so proud of you.
Have a blessed day.
You too. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Woo! Man! Huh? Is God faithful to what, man? Huh? Is that good or what, man? Is that good or what? That's exactly what we're talking about. When all else fails, why then do we suddenly realize, hey, man, there is a God and I do need him. And I do need him. And let me tell you something. Lisa's had textbook God. She's obviously had textbook God. She said, I spent 6 months doing this and this and this and that. But then textbook God will get you so educated, you'll have so much wisdom to talk about God. But until you internalize the Holy Spirit within you so you have tangible God, you've got no voice of God speaking to you. You've got no guidance. And when you read the scripture, you're only getting the topical value. You can't understand the deep things of God. The Bible says so. It says man does not understand the deep things of God. I think it's in Corinthians. I don't know if it's first or second. I want to say first, chapter 2. He says they are spiritually discerned. Natural man cannot understand the things of God. This is exactly what it says. For they are spiritually, the Holy Ghost discerns them. The Holy Ghost feeds them to you. You cannot operate in this world in the power of God, in the Spirit of God, without the Spirit of God living in you. That's the bottom line of what I'm teaching this morning. So when we get into a pickle, we're like, man, there really is a God, and I don't have any choice but to come to him. We finally realize, I have no choice. If I don't come to him, I am messed up. I like to call it mollycotched, my own word. Listen, my wife's probably laughing so hard. My dad's probably going, why'd you say that on the air? Listen, why is he always there? When you find yourself in time of need, he's the God that's there in time of need. The Bible says, God who is faithful. God who is faithful. Hey, folks, listen, if there's more of y'all out there hurting, man, I mean, this teaching is ridiculously phenomenal, but I can come back next Saturday and do it. 221-1100. God wants to help you. He's telling me. He said, man, hush, give him the number again. People need help. He wants to love you. 221-1100. Honestly, 221-1100. That's 221-1100 with my country accent. 888-221-8990 if you're out of town. 888-221-8990. He's a faithful God, yet we are unfaithful servants. We're unfaithful servants. Is that fair? Are you the guy or girl that calls up every 5 years? Hey, Lord, hey, no, I ain't talked to you in a while, man, but, it's me, Bob. I do love you, Lord, and, I mean, your word is awesome, and why? Is that fair? Does that say to Father God, I love you with all my heart? Listen, do you want a tangible God or do you want a textbook God? Do you want to internalize the God of the Bible and take advantage of the offer Jesus gave you for the Holy Spirit in you or not? You get him in you to control you and you got a substance and a relationship that can't be broken. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Yeah, I'm calling for prayer.
Absolutely awesome. Tell me what you need prayer for.
Oh, everything. I've been going through a lot, and I just need prayer. I've been going through a lot lately. My son, my husband, sick and in and out of the hospital, and it's just a lot I've been going through since last November. And I mean, yes, I'm a Christian. I do pray, and I know if it was not for prayer, I would not be on this phone talking to you for the stuff I've been through. But there are times things become overwhelming.
Yes.
And I was sharing with somebody yesterday.
Yes.
I said, it's like I'm just human. I would go and do. But there is it comes a time when everything just kind of hits you. And I think that's what I'm going through right now because I've been going. It's in the family. One of my sister passed away from a heart attack. And I mean, it's been a lot.
All right, do you have a pen and paper? Do you have a way to write two verses down?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you two verses. I'm gonna give you two sections of scripture to look at when we get off the phone. You've got to get this, because pulpits and churches and pastors and people like me have preached and preached God, and we've given you all the scenarios and all the parables, and we broke down the miracles Jesus done, and people have gotten their hands on textbook God, and they've been happy with that. Tangible God is the God that moves in you, and we all think we have the Holy Ghost. Listen, if you're not hearing his voice clearly, if you're not getting direction from him clearly, if he's not telling you what to do, if he's not guiding you on where to read your Bible, then you really don't have that intimacy. I think right now you need to hear him more than you need to hear all this negativity coming from the people around you.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to build yourself back up, sister, which you are there, but now it's time for someone to light that fire and push you a little bit. I'm going to push you and poke you a little bit and get you all fired up for God again, okay?
That's the thing. You see, I've been there for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's time to recharge your battery.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready? Mark 11. Yeah. Mark 11. I want you to read 22 and 23.
Okay, hold on.
Mark 11, 22 and 23. First thing, have faith in God. Period. Period. Don't even think about what it looks like. You find the words and you go, Jesus.
22 and 23?
Yep. Matthew 11, 22 and 23. He said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. And don't just quote it out of your mind, because you're going to know the scripture. Everybody knows the scripture. You got to look at it with your eyes and listen to it with the voice of the Holy Ghost, so he can teach this scripture to you personally for your life. That's what makes the difference in somebody having a tangible God and a textbook God. He said, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And you cannot doubt in your heart. Why? Because you've learned to rely on every single word that the scripture tells you, because God's proven himself faithful time and time again. And he's about to do it again for you, and he's going to do it powerful. And you're going to call up here with a testimony, by the way. I just heard that, so I just spoke it out. Now listen, Mark 16, I want you to start at verse 15. He says, he that believeth on me and is baptized shall be saved. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. That means when you understand the absoluteness of me, that's what that actually means. When you and I are one and we're absolutely one and we commune on a daily basis and we're super tight because my spirit lives in you, then you shall cast out devils, he said. You shall speak with new tongues, he said. You see, I mean, this thing goes on, but I want you to see, because I got this funny feeling there's a few devils you need to cast away from you. They're coming and they're attacking you. You've got to get the power to get them away from you. Well, you can't do nothing on your own. Jesus said, listen, man, he said, believe me, I'm in the Father, the Father's in me. And this is where you have to get to today. You have to know 100% the Father God, Jehovah God, is in you. We call him Holy Spirit. We call him Holy Ghost. God is one God. If you go back to the book of Isaiah, he says, I am the Lord thy God. There is none other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So write this one down too. 14, John 14, 10. He said, do you believe me, sister, that I am inside the Father and the Father's inside of me? The words I speak unto you, I don't speak of myself. But the Father, ready? This is what you need. This is what you need desperately. But the Father that dwelleth, that means he's continually inside of you, in me, that's the one that does the works. So when you want the works to work for you, you got to get the Father dwelling in you richly. At that point, he'll change you. As he changes you, then he'll teach you how to change those things around you. But the change has to take place in you with your empowerment first. Let's just pray for you and move on, okay?
Okay.
Father God, I love you. This is phenomenal. People are reaching out to you. People are hungry for you. They want tangible God. They don't want textbook God. We're tired of textbook God. He doesn't work. It gets us to an educated level so we can hold a philosophical conversation. We can sound correct, but we don't have any power coming through anything we're reading, and we know it. People are hungry for you, God. Empower her. Endow her. Listen, I want you to say these words. Say, Father, I receive your spirit inside of me. If you mean it, say it.
Father, I receive your spirit inside of me.
I will listen to your voice.
I will listen to your voice.
I will heed your commands.
I will heed your command.
And I will not breach or break this promise.
And I will not breach or break this promise.
Absolutely wonderful. Just praise him. That's all. Just go ahead and praise him. Father, we thank you for this. That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. You've heard her cry. You are the God that meets our needs. You will draw nigh. If we draw nigh to you, you say you'll draw nigh to us. That's awesome. We love you and we praise you, Father, this day. Listen, sister, I want you to have this. You're going to have to contact us. We're here. We are the ones like... when the boys held, was it Abraham's hands that they had to hold up, Lot and them? Here's the deal. We are those guys. Moses. That's who it was, Moses. They had to hold up Moses' hands. Here's the deal. We're the guys that are holding up his hands. I mean, we're the ones under you. We're going to hold your hands up to help you praise God. If you don't let somebody get behind you to help you, it's going to be very tough. So try lifeline at gmail.com. You got to take advantage of us. That's what God put us here for in your life.
Lifeline@gmail.com?
Try Lifeline. TryLifeline. One word. I mean, it's three words, but it's all put together as one. Try Lifeline. TryLifeline@gmail.com. You got to use it, man. You got to use it because I don't have the time in this short time to give you what you need. I can give you part of it and I can fill you. So now God can take over now and do everything he wants with you. You've given him permission, but I can help you get there. I can help you in the first couple weeks and get you guided right. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, I love you. Hey, I'm so proud of you. God's prouder of you than I am. All right. All right. Amen. All right. God bless. Bye-bye. Phenomenal, phenomenal. People want tangible God. See, we're tired of textbook God. Textbook God can't get us there. Textbook God hadn't done it for you, man. The relationship between Jesus and you, listen, let me just say this. I got to go. I got 3 minutes. I had a great teaching. I'm going to bring this teaching back. Don't you worry. The relationship between you and Christ has to be the same unity like a man and a woman, like I said. The man goes in the woman receives him, they become one. They become harmonious and they become unified. You have to become harmonious and unified with God by the Holy Ghost if you want to walk this earth in a real relationship with a tangible, you're in relationship, you speak to, he speaks to you, you hear from him, you guys are buddies, you guys are best friends, you trust his guidance, he's proven himself faithful, never let you down, been there in every situation. That's the God I'm offering you if you'll receive him inside of you. Listen, real quick. Jesus said right here in John 14, he said, if you'd known me, you'd known the Father also. He said, and from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, what are you talking about? Show us the Father, Lord, and it'll make us happy, man. Jesus said, what are you talking about? Have I been with you all this time and you don't know me, Philip? He that has seen me, seen the Father. You know why? Every single thing he did because the Father did it in him. He said to him, if you'll go back to the where Jesus brought Lazarus from the dead, these were his words in front of the whole crowd. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou heard me always. You and I are tight. You're in me. I'm in you. But because these people standing here before me today is why I said this thing out loud, so that they may believe that you have sent me. And then he said, Lazarus, come forth. And a dead man of 3 days popped out of the grave and walked out of there. And he yelled out before he did it, I'm doing this in the name of the Father so you guys can see that if the Father's in you, he'll do anything he wants through you when you yield yourself to him. Jesus said here in John, he said, believe me, I'm in the Father in me. The words that I speak to you, I don't even speak of myself. And that's what I'm saying to you this morning. But the Father that dwells inside of me, he does the works. The Father that dwells inside of me, get God inside of you in the form of the Holy Spirit. It's the same God as Jehovah God in the form of the Holy Spirit. Same God as Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Spirit. Then you'll have relationship with him. You'll commune with him. You'll talk to him. He'll guide you. You will stop your error and you will start living that victorious life by obeying what he says from the inside, not just from the textbook. And listen, the Holy Spirit will show you scripture. You think you know scripture? Let the author that wrote it start exposing it to you and see how much you know then. Listen to me. I need you, man. I want to try to help you. I am here for you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. That's TryLifeline, TryLifeline@gmail.com. It's very easy. TryLifeline@gmail.com. You must use us this week. You'll see God wants to help you, and he will give us. We have the Holy Spirit within. He will guide us how to help you. I'm telling you, until you begin to realize what you've just received today, these people that called received God in them. Lifeline, box 1603 Jensen Beach. This thing cost. I need and could use your tithe to go into this particular ministry. Please pray about it. Let the Holy Spirit lead you there. I'd love for you to tithe into this ministry, okay, so we can help take this burden off. Just pay it. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I love you. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline Ministry.
With your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is TryLifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.